welcome along to Channel 4's The Real Football Fan Show podcast with me, Robbie Lyle, the show that's made for the fans. On today's show, we're on the spot with Towie's Ricky Raymond. We'll be getting all the transfer rumours and the 2019 predictions from our panel. And we'll also be talking about the first proper title race in ages. It is good this time. We'll be playing Challenge Robbie, testing out the panel's football knowledge on the Real Football Fan Show quiz and hearing from you, the real fans, all on this week's The Real Football Fan Show, made for the fans. Now, we've got a great panel here today. I've got Drifty, Liverpool fan, Liverpool going brilliantly at the moment, top of the league. Yeah. All right, welcome along, Drifty. Happy New Year, mate.
Yeah, Happy New Year, man. Thanks for having me. We just left a great year, bar one little blip in May. Hopefully, this will be a great year now, man.
We've got Lee.
Yes.
A Leicester fan. Leicester doing great at the moment as well.
9 points out of 12 over the Christmas period. Pulling.
All right, we'll be talking a bit about that later on. And we've got Troops, an Arsenal fan. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Yo, Happy New Year. Back again. Cronky out, you know already, blood. Banners are coming.
Come on, you're supposed to be all optimistic in that, man.
Yeah, I am, blood. That's why Cronky's going, fam. Things are going to get better now, trust me.
All right, listen, let's dive straight in, right? We're just past the halfway stage of the season, right? And I really wanted to kind of find out from you guys what you've made of your season so far. I'm going to kick off with you, Drifty. You know, it's been brilliant for Liverpool.
It has.
For Liverpool, as a matter of fact. You're top of the league. The question is going to be asked, is this going to be the year when Liverpool win the Premier League for the first time ever?
You know what? I keep getting asked that question and I refuse to answer with a definite, because I've watched my team chase down Man United and not get there. I've seen my team have a 7-point lead over City.
You know what I mean, that
is the reason why I'm worried, because if I get carried away, if we get carried away, it will come back and it will slap us in the
face. But it's different this time, Drifty. Look at your defence, for instance, right? In the past, I think the attack has been brilliant. It's always been brilliant for Liverpool. You know, when you had a few years ago with it under Brendan Rodgers, when a lot of people thought you would win it and the famous slip-up and stuff like that. But you didn't have a great defence. But this time, with Virgil van Dijk and those guys, you've got a great defence, haven't you?
Yeah, no, we do. I don't want to get too carried away, but I would definitely say Robertson's the best left-back in the league. Van Dijk's the best centre-back in the league. Trent is top three right-backs in the league. Alisson's top three goalies in the league. So, yeah, man, like, I'm not going to lie, we do have a solid defence. Wijnaldum sitting in front of them, never, ever underestimate how well he does. He marshals everything. Fabinho's playing well now. So, like, defensively, yeah, man, we're sound. Like, I don't get too worried when it comes to letting in goals, but anything can happen. Players can get injured. It's mad. I don't want to get carried away. Obviously, internally, it's bubbling up with every win. But I'm trying to keep a lid on it, man.
All right, let me move to you, Troops, Arsenal fan. Just before I get into speaking to you, let's listen to a couple of fans after Arsenal's humiliation at Anfield over the Christmas period, where they were beaten 5-1 by... He's laughing there. Mm. They were beaten 5-1 by Liverpool.
A lot of it is down to game management. Players have to take responsibility. I could stay here overnight, go over to Stanley Park tomorrow morning, and I would find a better defensive line on the pitches there. Look at the third fucking goal. One ball. Salah peels off the back line. One touch. Mane peels off the back line. Simple, right? I'm not having all this bullshit about injuries, all right? Every player that played in the back line played in their natural positions. Natural right back, natural centre backs, natural left back. They look like they've never met each other before. It's as simple as that. Emery has done as much as he can. But some of these are brain dead. They have no game management whatsoever. I'm shit, and I can still play better.
Before we go mad about things, let's get something straight. We are doing something right because we went 1-0 up at Man United, a big club. We go 1-0 up there. The first 15 minutes, we was much better than them, right? We get the goal, and then we capitulate with poor, poor defending. And it doesn't matter who you put in there, Robbie, they're not good enough. Get rid of the lot of them. They are not good enough. We're 1-0 up at Anfield, a good side. I thought at the end of the day, could have gone 2-0 away. We could have been 2-0 up. We lasted 3 minutes. And within 5 minutes, we're 2-1 down. At Man United, we go 2-1 up. Within 30 seconds, we're 2-2. We are not learning. Now, I don't give a monkey's what. Keep going on about Emery. Keep going about what he's doing and all that. Like, he has got to sort out this back four. Now, if he's working on it in training, it's not good enough. So get rid of him.
That was humiliating. I mean, you know, listen, since then, Arsenal have bounced back with a 4-1 win over Fulham. But the problem with Arsenal has been the defence. Mm. How are you feeling, you know, going forward now? Yeah, I mean, can Arsenal get into the top four this season? I mean, they're still, despite that defeat, they're still, you know, hovering around. They're still in a position where they can make a charge for that top four.
Top four's still on, blood, but we've only fell apart since, like, the injuries, innit? You understand? We were doing really well. And for me, the capitulation started at United away. That's when it all started, blood. That's when the points started dropping. That's when Holding got injured. That's, I think, someone else come off that game as well, blood. I think we got two injuries that game. Ramsey came off as well. That game. And then from then, the decline's just been mad, fam. You understand? We, January window now, we have to go spend big.
There's talk of links with various defenders. Gary Cahill.
Who?
From Gary Cahill for
now,
Chelsea.
We had this out already, blood. You understand?
That's mad.
I'm mad.
Arsenal can't do that. Yeah. They can't do that. I'm sorry.
I'd rather go get...
If Arsenal's so short of defenders. Yeah.
Go get Lewis Dunk from Brighton. He's doing all right. Harry Maguire from Leicester.
Hands off, boy.
We've got a Leicester boy here. We can tap it up right now. You get me? It's a come on, fam. Like, there's man available, isn't it? Like, you can look at... I know they're having a bad season, but you got man like Ben Mee. You understand? We have to look about, like, even, like, the left-back situation. I want Chilwell.
What is it? Raid Leicester?
You know, like, how Liverpool raided Southampton? Come and just go raid up Leicester now, you understand? Go get Maguire. Go get Chilwell. You get me? Man was sending... I don't know, we'll send O'Nenny up there or something. You get me? I'll even throw in Xhaka, blood. We don't understand. I'll even throw in Xhaka, fam. You get me? But, like, defensively, we need a lot of work. But, for the, like, up until the injuries, we were doing really well, blood. Like, you can't
still got faith in Unai Emery?
Fully, you know me. I'm Emery in, blood. I'm fully Emery in. I back him to the death. I think he's one of the...
He's got to get in the top four, though. They even said at the start of the season, the owners.
Yeah.
Top four.
Yeah, but they're putting this pressure on him, but they're not giving him the ammunition to secure that, blood. You get me? Because right about now, we need ammunition, fam. We're the gunners, so give us the gun, blood. You get me? Let us fire the thing, like. Come on, like. You know what I mean? Got to live up to the slogan.
Listen, all I'm saying is Ranieri's first season at Leicester, he won the league, so there's no excuses. Anyway.
They're still carrying out their Leicester guys, aren't they? Lee representing Leicester.
Yes.
Lee, it's going brilliantly for Leicester at the moment. You know what I mean? You know, obviously, you had that tragedy. And the players have really responded to that tragedy, innit? They really are putting in performances week after week.
So, like, I mean, the tragedy itself, that could have killed a lot of clubs off for the season, to be honest. Let's be honest, it was a bad one. It didn't just affect the club, it affected the city as well, because this guy done a lot. It affected me personally as well. So, but over Christmas period, no one would have said Leicester would have got more than 4 points out of those four games at Christmas. Mm. We had Man City, Chelsea, Cardiff and Everton. And somehow we've had 9 points, and still, Puel out is an actual thing.
Now I was going to ask you that. Puel, he's doing a great job.
Yeah,
he's doing a great. But there's a lot of Leicester fans that still don't like him. Still would like to see him gone. Why?
I think it's his style of play. If you look back at the stats, apart from the games just gone, it was like 8 goals in 12 games. It's boring stuff. If you go down the King Power as a home, you could snooze off. It's boring. Sideways football. Don't seem to be any attacking threat. And I think that's because for the last 3 seasons, we've been based off Jamie Vardy's style of play. And now Clause came in and wanted to change it all up. And it's, I don't know, there's something needed. There needs to be another player in, or there needs to be a slight change of tactic. I don't know, but he's getting there.
Vardy's responded to that. I mean, he was asked about it. And he said that, He almost implied like he doesn't like the style of football.
Yeah, which is strange.
But then he's kind of responded because he's scoring goals. He scored against Everton the other day, didn't he? He's responded.
Feed the Vards and he'll score. Did you see his celebration?
I did see his celebration.
I'm pulling that off my knee. No chance.
But it's Leicester, top six. Is that realistic for Leicester this season?
Nope.
Dude, stop killing the hype. Look, at the end of the day, out of the top six, because all the big boys in the top six are money. How I see it, we're top of the rest of the league. It's as simple as that. So we could creep in there. Mm. We could creep in there. It only takes one of you boys to slip up a little.
It's got a lot of quality players. It's going to be holding on to those players. You heard Troops there trying to raid your players already. He's talking about Chilwell. He's talking about Maguire. Will you keep those guys in January?
Yeah, some of these boys have signed new contracts already. The owner itself, obviously not Vichai now, but we call him Top. He's just the same as his dad. He won't let any player go. If he don't want him to go, he'll hold him by the ear like Riyad Mahrez. You remember that?
He's holding my ear.
So don't expect just someone to just go, oh, we'll have you, and they'll walk out. It's not as simple as that at Leicester. I mean, we've got some ambitious stuff. We've got £100 million training camp coming through. I don't know if you've seen that, boys, but it's going to be the first ground where they'll be training groundsmen to do the jobs in the country.
Mm.
So we've got expansions to the ground happening. It's an ambitious club.
That's great. Well, listen, I want to ask you guys all this question, right? Give me your top six in order. Drifty. Who's first? Who wins the league?
Liverpool.
I need
to put this in
second,
the universe. City.
Third.
Tottenham.
Fourth.
United.
Fifth.
Arsenal.
Sixth.
Chelsea
sixth. Troops, first.
City.
Second.
Liverpool.
Third.
Them man.
Spurs.
Fourth.
Arsenal.
Fifth.
Chelsea.
Sixth.
United.
Wow. Chelsea fifth.
Yep. I'm not into this. Sorry, okay. Ball blood.
Right, Lee.
This ain't a prediction. This is a spoiler.
Right, first.
Man City to win the league.
Second.
Liverpool.
Third.
Spurs.
Fourth.
Chelsea.
Fifth.
Arsenal.
Sixth.
Leicester.
All right. United are finishing silver for God's sake. All right, Drifty. Bottom three, or just give me the AMB in order. Who's going down? Three of them.
I hate to say, for Huddersfield's sake, I don't see them getting out of this.
The Huddersfield?
I'm worried for Burnley. I'm not sure if I think they'll go down, but I'm worried for them. Cardiff have been doing really well recently, but I'm worried about Cardiff as well.
So
I think
those
Burnley,
two?
Huddersfield and Cardiff.
All right, Lee.
Yeah, Cardiff.
Yeah.
I'd say down Huddersfield. And no, you know what? Ranieri's Fulham are going to stay up, so I'm going to go Huddersfield, Cardiff, and it's hard, isn't it? Burnley going to struggle with the Europe, aren't they?
All right, Troops.
Huddersfield are gone,
right?
Cardiff are also gone,
right?
And Fulham are right behind them now.
You think Fulham as well?
Yep.
All right. Wow. So that's the we'll come back. We'll revisit that.
Back again.
We'll revisit that at the end of the season and see how you guys got on with that. Man United in seventh, man. Jeez, you sure about that?
No, I'm not. It's just
I like the sound
of that. You know what? On Man United, though, you know, they're resurgent now.
Nah, Mourinho could have won them three games, blood. You understand? They knew they were.
Come on, it's the
man. But they put him out at the right time. They put him out to get the man in where he's got an easy run to slide himself in. You understand? Mourinho would have won these three games. Trust me, G.
Come on, Drifty. I know you're a Liverpool fan. You hate Man United, but you've got to say. Way they're playing now. They are back, aren't they?
No, they are. And even though what Troops are saying is real, that they would have won these games even if Mourinho was in charge. So let's not get carried away. But I'm going to be real with you. If I was a fan of Man United, I'd actually be annoyed because, I'm sorry, you man can't down tools all season and then on purpose ruining my money, my season, just because you want the manager out. No, I'm not having it. If I was a Man U fan, I wouldn't be all happy now. I'd be like, no, you lot were deliberately losing games.
The key man in that's Pogba, on? Right? Yeah. Pogba, clearly Pogba, isn't it?
Look how Pogba's playing now. You can argue that, but you can also argue that, you know, in any job you do, if you're going for a job, right, and you don't like the management team, that affects your performance.
It does.
And Lee, yeah, we saw that. We've seen now the shackles are off Man United. And the way they're playing at the moment,
you have to play for the
Rashford
badge.
Rashford plays better when his shackles are off. The whole squad does, doesn't he?
All right. Well, listen, another team that's been doing pretty well at the moment is West Ham. They've been had a couple of blip recently, but been really, really playing. We've got some great players. Mm. And we caught up with Towie's Ricky Raymond, who's a big, big West Ham fan. Welcome along to On The Spot. I've got a very special guest with me today. Towie's Ricky Raymond. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm good.
West Ham fan?
Always. For life.
You sure?
Yep. Right, you ain't going to find any dodgy photos of me 2 years old in an Arsenal top. No chance.
Listen, first of all, Towie, how good was it being on that?
One of the best experiences of my life.
You still get recognised when you go West Ham?
Yeah. Do you know what? Probably mostly at West Ham.
Yeah.
Because now that people don't watch the TV and that and whatever, but I'm most associated with West Ham a lot now. Everything I tweet about is normally West Ham, and I'm always over to any game that I can get to. I was a season ticket for like 16 years. I've done a year at the Olympic Stadium.
Upton Park?
Yeah. 15 at Upton Park and one at Olympic Stadium.
Why only one at the Olympic Stadium? Now, are you one of these West Ham fans that just can't get into the new place?
I don't know. I suppose I spent like 15 years at Upton Park, and the vibe of getting on the train and then getting off at Upton Park Station and walking down Green Street and seeing all the local markets that are all owned by local people, and it was all East End. You got your pie and mashes, you had your burger stalls. It didn't cost you 10 quid for a burger. It was just the whole vibe of it. The stadium was close to the pitch. It was always intimidating towards players. Whenever you had a goalie from the other team, because I was right behind the goal, you would just abuse the shit out of them. You just abuse them. And now they can't even hear you. So it's just, I think that makes a big difference. It's not as intimidating for teams to come to. Although, this season, last four or five games, it has turned round. So I wouldn't say it was a bad thing that we moved. I just don't enjoy the experience as much as I did up to
now. Do you still go along, though?
I mean, I've probably been to four games this season out of, I don't know how many we've had at home now, six or seven. So I'll get to as many as I can. I know a few of the players, so whenever they've got spare tickets, they let me nick them off of them.
There you go. And they're doing all right at the moment. I mean,
they've
got some good players, West Ham.
We had
Felipe Anderson, what a player.
We had a shaky start, and a few of my pals, because I love Felipe Anderson, I've got him on FIFA Ultimate Team, I've spent all my money to get his best card. All my players just, 40 million, what a waste he's been. I said, look, just calm down, let him settle in, because we were the same thing with Arnautovic.
Yeah.
We had the same thing. When he signed, we was like, what a waste of money, he's useless. 10 games in, he was banging him in, and he's the new Carlos Tevez. And the same thing's happened this year. Everyone was banging on Anderson, what a waste of money. Gave him time, and look at him now, he's flying. What
West Ham fans are known for whinging a bit.
I think all fans are known for whinging. Well,
Arsenal fans have been known for whinging, right? But West Ham fans, over the years, you guys have been known for whinging. You've had a good reason to whinge.
You've got your own channel for whinging.
It's not there for whinging. We haven't been whinging this year. We've been doing all right this year. We've been doing all right, but West Ham fans you've had reasons. You had the Allardyce years. You had the Moyes
years.
You had
Glenn Rhoda years.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, mate. Glenn Rhoda. You know what I mean? You're killing me here.
This season, definitely looking like a team on the up.
I hope so, but I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket and be like, this is it. We're all on the way. We're going to get Champions League this year.
Would you class West Ham as a big club?
I would say we're a big club. I wouldn't say we was like a Chelsea, a Man United, or an Arsenal, even, because they're everywhere.
You get bigger attendances than Chelsea, don't you?
But if you mean globally recognised club, then we're probably not as big as the top teams. But we're still a massive club. I mean, we've got 60,000 stadium seater stadium. All right, it's not our stadium, but whatever, we still fill it.
Could West Ham become that global brand? Because, they've got... West Ham's always got, they've got that East End connection. They've got that, so much history around it.
I think...
The way in which Abramovich, what he did with Chelsea, has made that become a global brand. Because for me, growing up, I would say West Ham were a bigger club than Chelsea. And now, obviously, globally, Chelsea, because of their successes and that.
Yeah, with all the money.
Could West Ham one day be that global club?
With everything, we've got all the tools to be a global, massive club. We're in London, we've got a huge stadium, we've got a huge following, we've got owners that have a lot of money. However, I think for us to take that next step, we do need to change our owners. And that's no disrespect to them. I think they've done a fantastic job. Some people will disagree. However, they have done a good job. They've sustained us in the Premier League. We've got a massive, beautiful stadium. Things are going in the right direction. But I think that we just need someone else to take us on to the next step. I don't know if they've sort of just settled there now.
Arabs or...
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Russian oligarch.
Maybe I was thinking, I was hoping for more Americans.
Right, finally, where West Ham going to finish this season?
8.
That'd be a good season?
I think a good transition season to move on next season. Once, because we've just got a lot of players that need to settle in. And I genuinely think that this season's more of a transition period. Let our new players get to know each other, get settled in, find out where our strengths and weaknesses are, and then come next season, Pellegrini can add one or two different players to strengthen things up, and then we can really progress. That's what I think personally. I don't want to start trying to think we're going to get top spots this season. I think we'll wait until next season and we'll be in a good place.
Ricky Raymond there, massive West Ham fan, and West Ham have been doing all right. This weekend is all about the FA Cup. The FA Cup returns. Before we get into some FA Cup talk, right, and we're going to do a challenge, Robbie, as well, based off of the FA Cup, right, I've got our Real Football Fan Show quiz. This is testing your football knowledge. You all claim that you're these big football fans. I always want to find out if you're real football fans or you're some plastic, little plastic wannabes.
Like you.
Listen, Dennis, go. All right. Let's see if he can back his mouth. Right? Question number...
What's he coming from that first blood?
No, but you know what? The question's for all of you.
Yeah.
You answer it together, right? Which...
Oh, I thought we was all getting one.
Right. Which team out of these three has the smallest ground? Accrington Stanley?
They got about 5k.
Fleetwood or Gillingham?
Accrington Stanley.
I go Fleetwood.
You're not going Fleetwood or Accrington?
Man's got to go with the majority.
Go with the majority. Please. Gillingham.
Please, God.
11,582.
About 15, 11, like yeah. that, yeah.
Accrington.
Please, God.
5,057.
Yeah. Please, Fleetwood.
Fleetwood. Please. 5,000.
Oh, my God, no.
327, so it's not the smallest. The smallest is Accrington.
What I told you, man. So I know, yeah? So we got that, yeah? That we went with the majority.
Went with the majority.
I said,
you're a team here.
No.
Who scored the most Premier League goals in the this season out of these next three players, yeah? Danny Ings, Southampton. Leroy Sané of Manchester City or Raul Jimenez of Wolves.
Jimenez been on
Which
fire,
one of those three has scored the most goals?
What, this season, 2018-2019?
This season, so far, this season.
Wolves have been on fire, really.
It's not Ings.
It's a great season.
Ings must have about four.
Ings has got about four, yeah? Sané's been assisting more this year. Jimenez has been banging them.
Yeah, it must be.
Left, right, centre.
Sané's got, I think, four.
But a lot of but them he's might, got more assists.
They might be in the Champions League.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Wolves.
I'm thinking Jimenez,
yeah.
Which are you going for?
Let's go with Jimenez.
I'd go Jimenez.
Yeah.
Jimenez.
Yeah, we're going Jimenez.
Jimenez. You're all going so unanimous. Jimenez, right?
Jimenez.
Danny Ings has scored 7 goals.
7?
When?
In the league.
In the Premier League this season. 7 goals.
Whoa, blood.
Leroy Sané. Has scored 6 goals this season.
Okay. Please, Jimenez.
Raul Jimenez.
Please, Jimenez. Please, Jimenez.
Of Wolves.
Come on, Jimenez.
He's got 3.
Has scored 6 goals this season as well.
Oh, my God.
Danny Ings has scored.
Danny Dead Ings, fam.
Danny Ings is a good player.
Why you got him?
Stop hating, man.
You can't play over Salah and Firmino.
Any of them owners.
He's dead blood.
Final question is the FA Cup this weekend, so let's have a FA Cup theme. Which one of these next teams I'm going to name out has won the FA Cup the most times? Newcastle, Everton,
Everton won it.
Or Nottingham Forest? Which one of those three teams have won the FA Cup the most times?
That's got to be Everton.
Historically, Everton have won it a lot, you know.
It's got to be Everton.
I'll go Everton.
You go Everton.
Because they're the people's club, as they say.
I'm going to.
Right.
If it's Forest, yeah.
Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
No.
Have won it 2 times.
Okay.
Newcastle.
Once, I think.
Won it 6 times.
Six? Jeez.
6 times.
But they won it. When's the last time they won it?
I don't know, ages ago, but yeah. 6 times they won it, yeah? It
must have been.
Everton.
Please, God, 8. 8. Eight.
I've won it five times.
Oh my god!
You got all three questions wrong.
Good job.
All three of you are some plastic fans. You're coming in here shooting your mouth off. All three of you.
Ask me Arsenal
what,
question.
Now what? What?
Ask me Arsenal question.
What do you mean what? Ask me Arsenal question. You're a football fan.
I'm an Arsenal fan.
But listen, let's get into the FA Cup. Of course, the FA Cup is this weekend, and you know. Yeah, the first thing I want to ask you guys before I ask you about the games you're all featuring in is, does it matter anymore? Drifty, does the FA Cup matter? Do you care about the FA Cup?
This season, no, but in general, yeah. Like, yeah? The FA Cup is still a, you know what I mean?
If we lose
the love for the only real league cup that we have, the Carabao Cup, whatever, that's like a joke, then what do we have? You know what I mean? Like, of course, it's still big, man. You know what I mean?
Does it matter to you, Lee?
Leicester have been in the most finals and never won it. So, yeah, it matters to me.
What about you, Troops? Does it matter?
Yeah, man. It's the FA Cup. We won it the most times. It's like the most prestigious cup in the world. You understand?
Listen, let's get into challenge, Robbie. Chance for you guys to take me on. I think the challenge, Robbie, that we did the other day, I drew with Neeks. So, I'm looking to get a victory back on. It should be pretty standard against you guys, the way you lot have gone so far in the quiz. We're going to start off with the first one. Interesting game. West Ham versus Birmingham. It's really interesting because obviously the owners of West Ham used to own Birmingham. Mm. West Ham, such a team, you don't know what it is. One minute they're brilliant, then another minute, you know what I mean, they can get beat like they did the other day at Burnley. So, and Birmingham, like you said, Troops, they're on good form at the moment. What do you think the score will be in this game?
I'm going for a Birmingham win, blood.
Yeah,
but can't
giant
get me.
Killing.
Yeah, the Zulus, but they're going to bring a big mob down there, you get me, man? It's going to be popping in East London, boy, you get me, man? Yeah, I'm going for Birmingham still.
2-1.
2-1?
2-1 Birmingham.
All right. Just to remind you guys, if you get the exact score right, 3 points, right? If you get the outcome right, 2 points. And if you get it wrong, obviously, nil pois. Yeah.
That's how I beat you on the tin, car. I licked out the first one.
Oh, you just said that about three times, Jesus.
It wasn't coming back again, you
man. Yeah, well, let's see. So you're going 2-1 Birmingham.
Yeah, 2-1 Birmingham.
Yeah. Lee.
It's a tie. It's going back to Birmingham's ground. As a
you think it'll be a draw?
Second round.
Okay.
Tie.
Drift, what do you go for?
2-2.
2-2.
I'm going to go 2-1 West Ham.
2-1 West Ham?
Yeah, I think West Ham. I think the only reason they're a little bit up and down is just because they're getting used to Pellegrini's style.
Yeah.
And he's a good manager, and I think this is something he'll actually want to win. Yeah. So I think he'll go full squad. I think 2-1 West Ham.
I'm going to go 2-0 West Ham. Sheffield Wednesday versus Luton. Let's start with you, Lee. Tough one to call. Two teams that are not doing too bad. Luton have been flying. They're a division lower than Sheffield Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
But they've been flying recently. What do you think the score
Sheffield
will be in this
Wednesday.
One?
1-0. 1-0
to Sheffield Wednesday?
Yeah.
Troops?
I want to back Luton because of you, blood, but I can't, fam. The man are getting smacked up, I'm not going to lie, blood. I'm going 3-1 Sheffield Wednesday.
3-1 Sheffield Wednesday?
I'm going to go 2-0 Sheffield Wednesday.
2-0 Sheffield Wednesday. I'm going. Listen, I used to live in Luton.
Back the thing, innit?
I lived in Luton, right, back in the day. I'm going to go Luton, win it, because Luton are playing well at the moment. They'll bring a massive crowd.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of support, Luton, right? I think I sense a giant killing here, man. I'm going Luton winning this by 2-1. Wolves versus Liverpool. This is the third game we're going for. Drifty, this is kind of a tough game. What do you reckon?
I think we may just get over the line 2-1.
2-1?
Yeah.
Lee? He's shaking his head.
Nah, no chance. No? Nah, they're focused on the league. I'd focus on the league. Nah.
Are you going Wolves?
I'd get there.
Yeah. 2-0.
2-0 Wolves. Troops?
I'm going Liverpool because I think Klopp's going to put out a strong team. Like, I know they're going for the league, but they ain't won now for 10 years, blood. You understand? And Klopp needs a trophy this year, blood. You understand? So I think he's going to use that as a cover in case the league does go wrong because City are a big threat. You understand? It's going to go to the wire, but 2-0 Liverpool.
See, you know what? I'll pick this game because it's such a hard one to call because I think Wolves, providing they play a strong team, that's the thing. This is what annoys me about this competition, but I think Liverpool will rest players. There will be some fringe guys that come in. I think Wolves will go with a stronger team because they're going to be at home. Although you just can't back against Liverpool right now, man. Saying, they're just too good, man. I mean,
even if they rest, man.
Yeah, I'm going 2-1 Liverpool. 2-1 to Liverpool, I'm going.
It worries me they want revenge because obviously we just beat them in the league the other day, so they're going to want revenge. So.
Yeah, but I can't go against Liverpool right now. They're just too strong. Yeah. So I'm going 2-1 Liverpool. Listen, guys, I really want to thank you guys for coming in, and you know, happy New Year to all of you guys. It's shaping up to be a great season. We're going to be able to find out if Liverpool can win the league. Can Arsenal get into the top four? Can Leicester make the top six? Who knows? Who knows? But thank you very much for coming in, Drifty.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. It's been a pleasure. Happy New Year, everyone.
Lee,
thanks for
having
me.
It's been a pleasure, mate.
Thank you. Happy New Year to everyone.
And Troops, thank you very much.
A pleasure as always, G. Big up the whole team.
You've been listening to Channel 4's The Real Football Fan Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe, rate us and review us. It's very important. And don't forget to watch The Real Football Fan Show on all four. May for the fans, by the fans. And I want to wish everybody a happy new year.